Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, investigations are continuing following the discovery of a body at a house in Carrigarth this morning. An Uma Bomb relatives campaigner is calling on the Irish government to fully participate in the public inquiry into the atrocity, which gets underway tomorrow. The chair of the council's defective concrete block grant committee says it's vital that remediation options are governed by the latest science. And a West Donegal councillor is urging AIR to redouble its efforts to resolve a fault that has left a number of homes without landlines outside Gortahork. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news, investigations are continuing following the discovery of a body at a house in Carrigarth this morning. Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to the death of the man shortly after 8 o'clock this morning. His body has been removed to Letterkenny University Hospital, where a post-mortem examination is to be carried out. Gardaí say the results of the post-mortem will determine the course of the investigation. A file is due to be prepared for the coroner. An Uma Bomb relatives campaigner is calling on the Irish government to fully participate in the public inquiry into the atrocity, which gets underway tomorrow. Earlier this month, the Cabinet agreed to provide assistance to the inquiry, following on from the conclusion of a High Court judge that there were it not for a number of failings, the bombing which killed 29 people, one of them a woman pregnant with twins, could possibly have been prevented. On today's 9 till noon show, Michael Gallagher said that the terms of reference allow any new information to be presented and assessed. With that in mind, he said it's important that all those invited to attend do so.
What we do hope is that those people that are asked to come to the inquiry as witnesses will cooperate openly and transparently and assist the inquiry in the important work that it's doing. There's four legal teams, and for any of those legal teams to take issues to the inquiry, the door is always open. It's not an open and shut case where that's all we can talk about and the time is up now. So I have faith in the inquiry team, and I would encourage, as I said earlier, those that are invited to come and assist them in their work. It's hugely important that we learn what went wrong and, of course, what was done right too. An important part of the inquiry will be that the lessons learned be passed on to others so that if they find themselves in a similar situation, that they can manage it better. But fundamentally, it's about what went so badly wrong that 31 people lost their lives and 250 were injured.
The Taoiseach has expressed his deep sorrow at the loss of five lives on the roads over the weekend. Simon Harris has described it as devastating and says they are not statistics but lost lives and shattered families. He says that Ireland has made progress in reducing the number of crashes in recent years, but that progress is now at risk. It comes as five people died over the weekend in crashes in Meath, Cork and Kilkenny. Superintendent Liam Geraghty warns there will be increased patrols on the roads this bank holiday weekend.
Road deaths are a reality, but they are not inevitable. With all road users working together, we can make our roads safer. We are approaching the month of August, a time during which there will be increased volumes of traffic on our roads as we all go about enjoying the summer, holidays, festivals and family events. We continue to appeal to all drivers, slow down and never drive under the influence of an intoxicant.
It was a busy weekend for RNLI volunteer crews in Donegal. Yesterday, two paddle boarders were rescued after drifting out to sea in Donegal Bay, while the crew of the yacht were brought to safety after engine failure off Armour Island. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Yesterday afternoon at 4:30, the father of one of the paddle boarders alerted the Coast Guard after the pair drifted out to sea at Bunlan Bar, just past the Carrickfad Rocks in Donegal Bay. Bundoran RNLI launched their lifeboat in calm weather with low wind. The crew was on scene within 5 minutes and brought the girls safely to Creevy Pier. The RNLI says both were wearing buoyancy aids and appeared to be in good health. One of them had a mobile phone, allowing them to maintain communication while adrift. Meanwhile, Aaron Moore, RNLI, was tasked after an 11-metre yacht with two crew on board suffered engine failure 2 miles off Aaron Moore just after 5 o'clock yesterday evening. Following assessment of the vessel by the lifeboat crew, a tow was established and the yacht towed to the safety of Burton Port Harbour. Coxswain Jimmy Early says the crew of the yacht did exactly the right thing in asking for assistance.
Well, Armor Ornalai lifeboat press officer Nora Flanagan says should anyone experience difficulty on the water, it's imperative they contact the Coast Guard in the first instance.
Absolutely imperative for anybody at sea, on the water or whatever, is to dial 999-112. If you're at sea, call the Coast Guard or get in contact with the Coast Guard and explain what's happened, where you are, and ask for assistance. And certainly the lifeboat will be with you within a very, very short period of time, because we are on call 24/7. We are an emergency service and we work all the year round.
Gardaí and emergency services are currently at the scene of a crash on the outskirts of Letterkenny. The crash at Drumkeen is believed to have occurred within the past hour. No further details are known at this time. The chair of Donegal County Council's defective concrete block grant committee says it's vital that remediation options are governed by the latest science. Councillor Martin McDermott was one of a number who demanded the immediate publication of a new standard to replace the IS 465 standard that is currently being used to determine the remediation options. Councillor McDermott told Greg Hughes earlier that the understanding of the underlying causes of the problem have advanced, however standards are not being updated quickly enough. That, he says, is leading to some serious anomalies.
Now it's clear that there's a lot of other deleterious materials that are included in the defective concrete blocks, and we urgently need that IS 465 updated because, you know, it is causing lots of problems for homeowners, and I would say lots of problems for the housing agency as well when they're making determinations on applicants, because the science that we need and the parameters we need and the exact figures that we need around the levels of deleterious materials, the levels, mica, the levels of pyrite, all those, that needs to be updated. Some of the remediation options coming to people at the minute and people that are on to me just don't make sense. There's a house here in Mallon where it's a two-storey house, Bison Slabs, and it's been given an option three, which is demolish of the two outside blocks down to downpour level, leaving the blocks from dam course to foundation, so leaving the rising walls. Those rising walls are from the same supplier as the house blocks that have been bought from. So, you know, those types of options, to me, after what we've been through here, just don't stack up.
As tension mounts in the Middle East, the Taoiseach is reminding the public that the Department of Foreign Affairs is advising against all travel to Lebanon. Micheál Martin has urged Irish citizens to leave the country by commercial means. He also warned that if the security situation deteriorates, authorities in Ireland may be limited in the assistance they can provide. A man has been arrested today in connection with a PSNI data breach last year. The 54-year-old was arrested this morning following a search in Derry on Thursday last as part of investigations into criminality linked to the Freedom of Information data breach last August. The man was arrested under the Terrorism Act and has been taken to Musgrave Serious Crime Suite for questioning. Detective Superintendent Aveen Kelly says investigations will continue to ensure that any criminality identified is dealt with robustly to keep communities, officers and staff safe. Meanwhile, an internal PSNI investigation is underway after a video emerged online of a police car taking part in celebrations following Armagh's All-Ireland win. The footage shows the car with blue lights and sirens turned on, circling a roundabout before the driver waves an Armagh flag out the window. UUP leader Doug Beattie has raised concerns about the manner of the celebrations.
So it's not celebrating is the issue. The issue is how they did it, and I think they did it wrong. So I did contact the chief constable, and I said to him, look, I am concerned in the manner in which they have celebrated.
Questions have again been raised about the adequacy of neurology cover at Letterkenny University Hospital. In a recent meeting of the Regional Health Forum West, Councillor Jerry McMonagall said the number of patients who suffer from MS in the hospital's catchment area merits two full-time neurology consultants and asked what is being done to achieve that. He was told that funding is being sought to develop the department in Letterkenny and there is a firm commitment to do so, although it may take some time. Councillor McMonagall says the current provision simply isn't enough.
We do have a locum one day hospital consultant per week and a one day of clinics per week. But it's not enough. The need to recruit two further consultants and the teams that works with them. They have Shelby Krupa, which I was pleased to hear, that out of their strategic priority for the group is to develop and progress neurology clinical service in 2024. The group is also, Shelter is also finalising the priorities for the service plan next year and developing further neurology services in Letterkenny University Hospital for part of their estimate submission. So they acknowledge, and I was happy to see that they acknowledge, yes, there is a shortfall, yes, there is gaps, but more importantly, that they have now included that in their submissions for 2025. I would be hopeful that they would get the funding necessary and the approval to recruit another two neurologist consultants. So, look, we'll just have to wait and see. But it's just, as I say, especially around the neurology services, it's a wide-ranging service and it covers a lot of patients. And, look, we just need to get full-time consultants based in Letterkenny University Hospital. It's imperative that that happens very soon. People having to travel to Sligo, Galway, you know, it shouldn't be happening in this day and age.
Young people are coming to mental health services with more complex needs since the pandemic. That's according to youth mental health charity Jigsaw, which provided a 7% increase in support last year. In its annual report for 2023, it finds 62% of people aged 17 to 25 reported experiencing moderate to severe distress levels at their first session with a mental health professional. Joseph Duffy is CEO of Jigsaw. He says the lockdown period is still having an impact.
The issues that they're presenting with are more complex. In the past, it might have been just a single issue around anxiety, but we get a combination of worries and concerns and issues that are facing young people, and they really need support to help them to get through these issues.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with the Olympics. Kelly Harrington will box for a medal on Wednesday after winning her lightweight last 16 bout earlier this afternoon. The Tokyo gold medalist beat Italy's Alicia Massiano by a unanimous decision to progress. Ireland will have two swimmers in finals action tonight. Sligo native Mona McSharry, who does of course have ties to Ballyshannon, will be in lane 5 for the 100-metre breaststroke final, having qualified second fastest yesterday. That final's in the pool at around 8:25 Irish time. And just under an hour before that, Eileen Walsh competes in the final of the 400-metre individual medley. She was 7th quickest in this morning heats. Danielle Hill will compete in the first of this evening's two semi-finals in the 100-metre breaststroke. And Daniel Wiffen posted the fastest time across this morning's 800-metre freestyle semi-finals, and he'll swim for a medal tomorrow night. The MJ will miss out on a medal in the men's C1 canoe in Paris. He picked up a two-second penalty at the last gate of his run in the final, and he had been sitting in third. However, he's since been nudged out of the podium positions. Ireland will play Australia in tonight's quarter-finals of the women's rugby sevens. Ireland concluded their group campaign with a 19-14 loss to the same opposition this afternoon. Tonight's game starts at 9:30 Irish time. While rowers Margaret Creeman and Aoife Casey are into the semi-finals of the women's lightweight double sculls after winning their repassage. And the men's hockey team unfortunately lost out today as they went down by 2-1 in a defeat to Australia. So lots happening today, Monday, in France and Paris at the Olympic Games. There's lots happening in Armagh this evening as well. The Boxed Athletic Grounds host the official homecoming of the Armagh footballers this evening. They're taking Sam Maguire back to the Orchard County for the first time in 22 years. The team are expected to arrive around now. Manager Kieran McGinney is just the 6th man to win the All-Ireland as a captain and manager.
Sometimes like, your strongest steel is forged in fire. There's no doubt about that. And it takes it affects you in a way that like, is very hard to articulate to people. Like that, when your own personality is entwined in a victory or defeat, and the impact that can have on you and what it can do. And in those moments that we lost on penalties, in those moments we sat in there with our heads in our hands, did that have an impact on the last 5 minutes? Definitely. And they refused to be beaten, even though like we were trying our best to beat ourselves. in that 5 or 6 minutes. Those fellas like Ben, everybody throwing their bodies in the line just to win that. Like they said, they refuse that once more. And hopefully, like it did it with us back in the day, it can change and you can have a bit of a bounce of that, and I hope this county does.
And there'll be more GA talk tonight, and in particular on Armagh's All-Ireland success and the Championship of 2024, with Brendan Devaney on the DL debate, where he'll be joined by two former county stars from Galway, Sean Ogdepore, and Armagh's Aaron Kiernan, plus Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life will also be joining the show tonight, which will air live just after the 7 o'clock news here in Highland, and will also be podcasted later on highlandradio.com. To soccer, the 2024 Sports Direct Men's FAI Cup third round fixtures have been confirmed ahead of the action on the weekend of the 16th to the 18th of August. Among the games on Friday the 16th, Cork City will play host to Derry City. That game, of course, down at Turner's Cross. In one of the standout games off the round, Shelburne will take on Galway United at Tulka Park, also on Friday the 16th. But Sligo Rovers tie with UCD at the Showgrounds will take place on Saturday the 17th at 7:45. Finally, in motorsports, F1 driver Carlos Sainz has signed a 2-year deal to drive for Williams next season. The Spaniard is currently at Ferrari, but he will be replaced by 7-time world champion Lewis Hamilton. Sainz has 3 Grand Prix wins in his career. And that's your sport for the moment. There'll be more on the Gaelic Games front with Brendan on the DL debate coming up in just over an hour and a half time at 7 o'clock. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, almost half of the population are visiting their local pharmacy every week. A recent survey of over 2,000 people by the Irish Pharmacy Union found 51% visited a pharmacy in the last 7 days and 88% in the last month. It comes as IPU members step up their campaign for increased payments, saying the amount they are paid for work done on behalf of the state hasn't increased for 16 years. Donegal pharmacist Tom Murray is IPU president. He says Minister Stephen Donnelly needs to support the pharmacy sector so it can continue to do more for communities.
Pharmacies will be required to invest in more staff so we can provide more services. And we want to do more to alleviate pressure in other areas in the healthcare sector in Ireland. That requires that we will have to address the 16-year pay freeze that exists in pharmacy. We are ready and willing to do more, but we do require, in support of the Minister's vision through the task force, that he would support the pharmacy sector. Patients are increasingly demanding more from pharmacies. The survey has shown that 96% believe that they get a very professional and a good and convenient service from pharmacies. It's timely because it matches in with Minister Donnelly's task force, which reports on the 9th of July to the Minister, and we're waiting on the full ministerial response to that in the next week.
A West Donegal councillor is urging Ayr to redouble its efforts to resolve a fault that has left a number of homes without landlines outside Gorta Hawk. Councillor Michael McLafferty has hit out after he was told it could take up to 5 weeks to resolve the issue. He's particularly concerned for some elderly residents who depend on the landline for their panic alarms. It's believed the fault was caused by a car hitting a pole and damaging the lines. Councillor McLafferty can't understand what the delay in carrying out the repair works is.
We have a number of houses over in the Connery area, West Donegal, Carrick area, they're out of... The phone service is broken there at the minute. It's down for the last 2 weeks or so. I was contacted by concerned family members, and I've been told now, depending what is actually wrong here, it could take up to a month or 5 weeks to sort out the problem. If they put themselves, a lot of red tape and a lot of bureaucracy, and this is taking that long. But it's just, look, we're talking to people here with panic alarms, panic buttons, no, depend on the phone line. Mobiles are out where they actually live. They live in a pocket where they have no service. The family are not immediately beside them. Family are elsewhere. And their only contact is the landline, or if the worst case comes to it, the family member has a panic alarm, which a lot of people do nowadays, but it's a secondary backup, which is a good thing. But it's only a good thing as a secondary backup if your landline is working, Donal. I don't have a timeline or a time frame, nor do we air, to be honest, at the minute, according to the last phone call there. Give these people either how long they're going to be without a phone.
As you've said, the lines are out now for a number of weeks already. Are you getting the impression that they haven't looked at this yet? That what they're saying is, well, we'll take a look at it, and depending on what we find, it could be up to 5 weeks? Because, I mean, if they'd been looking into this over the course of the past 2 weeks, they'd have some idea, surely.
That's what I'd imagine. Things are a bit vague, to be fair, now this morning, in regards to it, and I'm concerned about that as well. I'm conscious of the fact we're raising closer to August here as well in a couple of days' time, and you know yourself, most of the council officers and other authorities are all off in August, and I hope this doesn't eat into the aircom's time as well of having workers on the ground.
A quantity of drugs was seized and four men arrested in Derry over the weekend. Following two separate incidents in the city on Friday evening, two men were arrested and subsequently charged with drug-related offences. They appear before Derry Magistrates Court today. Meanwhile, yesterday, police detected and seized a quantity of suspected Class B drugs in the Strand Road area. A man was also arrested but later released on bail. Yesterday evening, while on patrol in the Gallia area, police stopped with a man and a quantity of suspected Class A drugs were seized. He's due to appear before the courts later this month. Chief Inspector Siobhan Watt is appealing to anyone with information about suspected drug dealing to report it to police. Weather now, it will be rather cloudy this evening with patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle, becoming mostly dry for a time tonight with clear spells developing. Lowest temperatures tonight of 9 to 12 degrees. And the closing headlines this evening. Investigations are continuing following the discovery of a body at a house in Carrigart this morning. Guardian Emergency Services were alerted to the death of a man shortly after 8 o'clock. And Gardaí and Emergency Services, meanwhile, are currently at the scene of a crash on the outskirts of Letterkenny. The crash at Drumkeen is believed to have occurred within the past hour. An Omabom Relatives campaigner is calling on the Irish government to fully participate in the public inquiry into the atrocity, which gets underway tomorrow. Earlier this month, the Cabinet agreed to provide assistance to the inquiry following on from the conclusion of a High Court judge that were it not for a number of failings, the bombing which killed 29 people, one of them a woman pregnant with twins, could possibly have been prevented. And it was a busy weekend for RNLI volunteer crews in Donegal. Yesterday, two paddleboarders were rescued after drifting out to sea in Donegal Bay, while the crew of a yacht were brought to safety after engine failure off Arranmore Island. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, July the 29th. The death has taken place of Kathleen Avril Edwards, née White, Seven Oaks Housing with Care. Fiona leaving her daughter Gillian's home on Wednesday morning at 11:15, followed by a service of thanksgiving for her life in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining burial ground. Family home strictly private. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Seven Oaks Housing with Care, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, Funeral Director, Londonderry. The death has occurred of Benedict Benny Mooney, the Hill Killybegs, reposing at his home tomorrow from 12 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass in St Mary of the Visitation Church Killybegs on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Mount Charles Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice. Requiem Mass will be streamed at mcn.live. The death has taken place of Mary Elizabeth Lizzie Doherty, née McElhinney, Minadoff, Clamanny. Her remains are reposing at her home. Fiona leaving from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Clamanny for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock, with family only pleas on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only pleas, donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Comscape Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Bridget McAleer, née McConaughey, 67 Orchard Road, Sion Mills, reposing at the family home. Fiona from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Teresa's Church at Sion Mills. Interment afterwards in St Joseph's Churchyard, Glenmorning. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie Cancer Care, care of any family member. Family time please from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Lola McDermott, Mina Halla and Main Street Glenties. Lola's remains are reposing at Shoblin's Funeral Home, Sandfield Ardra until 7 o'clock this evening, followed by removal to St Connell's Church Glenties for 7:30 to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Michael McLaughlin, Glencroe, Moville. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there at 10:30 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by interment in Ballybrack Graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Association of Ireland. Family time from 9 o'clock tonight. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.